The Sermons of the Humble Cure of Ours, Saint Gian Vianney. Sermon for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, titled Praying, Fasting, and Pleasing Ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear brethren, we read in Holy Scripture that the Lord, while speaking to the people of necessity to do good works in order to please him and to become included in the number of the saints, said to them, "The things that I ask are not above your powers. To do them, it is not necessary for you to lift yourselves to the clouds, nor to cross the seas. All that I command is, so to speak, in your hands, in your hearts, and all around. I can easily repeat the very same thing to you, my dear brethren. It is true that we shall never have the happiness of going to heaven unless we do good works, but let us not be afraid of that, my dear children. What Jesus Christ demands of us are not extraordinary things or those beyond our powers. He does not require that we should stay all day in the church, or that we should do enormous penances, that is to say, to the extent of ruining our health, or even that of giving all our substance to the poor, although it is very true that we are obliged to give as much as we possibly can to the poor, which we should do both to please God, who commands it, and also to atone for our sins. It is also true that we should practice mortification in many things to make reparation for our sins. There is no doubt but that the person who lives without mortifying himself is someone who will never succeed in saving his soul. There is no doubt but that, although we cannot be all day in the church, which yet should be a great joy for us, we do know very well that we should never omit our prayers, or at least in the morning and at night. But you will say, there are plenty who cannot fast, others who are not able to give alms, and others who have so much to do that they often have great difficulty in saying their prayers in the morning and at night. How can they possibly be saved, then, if it is necessary to pray continuously and to go and do good works in order to obtain heaven? Because all your good works, my dear brethren, amount to prayer, fasting, and alms deeds, which can be easily performed, as you shall see. Yes, my dear brethren, even though we may have poor health or even be infirm, there is a fast which we can easily perform. Let us even be quite poor, we can still give alms. And however heavy or demanding our work, we can all still pray to Almighty God without interfering with our labors. We can pray night and morning, and even all day long, and here is how we can do it. All the time we can deprive ourselves of anything which gives us pleasure to do, we are practicing a fast which is very pleasing to God, because fasting does not consist only in privations in eating and drinking, but of denying ourselves that which pleases our tastes the most. Some mortify themselves in the way they dress, others in the visits they want to make to friends whom they like to see, others in the conversations and discussions which they enjoy. This constitutes a very excellent fast, and one which pleases God because it fights self-love, and pride, and one's reluctance to do things one does not enjoy, or to be with people whose characters and ways of behaving are contrary to one's own. You can, without offending God, go into a particular company, but you can deprive yourself of it to please God. There is a type of fasting which is very meritorious. You are in some situation in which you can indulge your appetite. Indeed, of doing so, you take, without making it obvious, something which appeals to you least. When you are buying chattels or clothes, you do not choose that which merely appeals to you. There again is a fast, whose reward waits for you at the door of heaven to help you enter. Yes, my dear brethren, if we want to go about it properly, not only can we find opportunities of practicing fasting every day, but at every moment of every day. Tell me now, is there any fasting which would be more pleasing to God than to do and to endure with patience certain things which are often very disagreeable to you? Without mentioning illness, infirmities, or many other afflictions which are inseparable from our wretched life, how often do we have the opportunity to mortify ourselves and putting up with what annoys and revolts us? Sometimes it is work that wearies us greatly, Sometimes it is a person who annoys us. At another time, it may be some humiliation which is difficult to endure. Well then, my children, if we put up with all that for God and solely to please Him, these are the fasts which are most agreeable to God and most meritorious in His eyes. You are compelled to work all year round at very heavy and exacting labor, which often seems if it is going to kill you, and which does not give you even time to draw your breath. Oh, my dear children, what treasure would you be storing up for heaven, if you so desired by doing just what you do, and in the midst of your labors have the wisdom and the foresight to lift up your hearts to God and say to Him, My good Jesus, I unite my labors to your labors, my sufferings to your sufferings. Give me the grace to be always content in the state in which you have placed me. I will bless your holy name in all that happens to me. Yes, my dear children, if you had the great happiness to believe, I will bless your holy name and all that happens to me. Yes, my dear children, if you had great happiness to behave this way, all your trials, all your labors would become like the most precious fruits which you would offer to God at the hour of your death. That, my dear children, is how everyone in his own state in life can practice a kind of fasting which is very meritorious and which will be of the greatest value to him for eternal life. I have been telling you too that there is a certain type of almsgiving which everyone can perform. You see quite well that almsgiving does not consist solely in feeding those who are hungry and giving clothes to those who have none. It consists in all the services which are rendered to our neighbor, whether of body or soul, when they are done in the spirit of charity. When we have only a little, very well, let us give a little, and when we have nothing, let us lend it if we can. If you cannot supply those who are sick with whatever is good for them, well then, you can visit them. You can say consoling words to them. You can pray for them so that they will put their illnesses to good use. Yes, my dear children, everything is good and precious in God's sight when we act from the motives of religion and of charity, because Jesus Christ tells us that a glass of water would not go unrewarded. You see, therefore, my children, that although we might be quite poor, we can still easily give alms. I told you that however exacting your work was, there is a certain kind of prayer which we can continually, without at any time upsetting our labors, and this is how it is done. It is seeking, in everything we do, to do the will of God only. Tell me, my children, is it too difficult to seek only to do the will of God in all your actions, however small they may be? Alas, how many good things, which would help us so well to gain heaven, go unrewarded simply by not doing our ordinary duties with the right intention.
St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.